Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barney. It's time to stack the pucks with several previews, including the New York Rangers taking on the Philadelphia Flyers, the Toronto Maple Leafs squaring off against the Edmonton Oilers, and the Arizona Coyotes face off against the Dallas Stars. The Rangers are the predominant favorite, with the money line being -205 for the Rangers and Philly at +168. The over-under is set at 6, and the puck line is in favor of the Rangers at -1.5, which sits at +120. New York enters this game 34-17-9, 30-30 against the puck line, 28 overs, 31 unders, and a 17-7-5 record on the road. New York just made a big acquisition after trading for Patrick Kane yesterday for a 2023 second that could become a first rounder and a fourth round pick. Patrick Kane could make his debut tonight versus the Flyers. And the Rangers right now are pretty scary, seeing as they added Vladimir Tarasenko just a few weeks prior. And now picking up Patty Kane, who, I'll be honest, has looked rejuvenated over the last month and a half. That's a very deep offensive team right there. The Rangers snapped their four-game losing streak after beating the Kings on Sunday 5-2. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead midway through the second. LA scored twice to make it a one-goal game, but Artemi Panarin and Mika Zibanejad scored to give New York the comfortable 5-2 victory. As for the overs and unders, the over is 6-1 in the Rangers' last seven games following a win. The over is also 4-1 in the Rangers' last five versus the Metro Division. The Rangers are 6-1 in their last seven games following a victory, so everything seems to be in New York's favor tonight. The Flyers, meanwhile, are 23-28-10, 38-23 against the puck line, 29 overs, 29 unders, an 11-15-3 record at home. Right now, the Flyers are on a three-game skid, having been shut out by the Devils 7-0. Philly couldn't do anything right on the road in New Jersey. New Jersey scored 3 times in the second and scored 4 times in the third and just absolutely crushed Philly. The Flyers are third worst in the East with 56 points and don't seem to be trying to go for the playoffs, seeing as there's rumors of James Van Riemsdyk being traded before the trade deadline on Friday. And speaking of James Van Riemsdyk, he is questionable to return to this game, seeing how he missed Philly's last game due to an undisclosed ailment. The Flyers are 1-7 in the last 8 Wednesday games, and the Flyers are 1-7 in their last 8 home games as well. Meanwhile, the over is 6-1 in the Flyers' last 7 overall. Honestly, I like the Rangers with or without Patrick Kane, but if he's playing, I'll definitely want to be tuning in to see how he is able to do with that stacked lineup New York has put together. Give me the Rangers at -1.5. Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Edmonton Oilers. This seems to be a pretty close matchup, with the money line being in Toronto's favor at -134 and Edmonton having their money line at +112. The over-under is set at 6.5, with the puck line at -1.5 in favor of Toronto, which sits at +190. Toronto is 37-15-8. 26-34 against the puck line, 26 overs, 32 unders, and a 14-9-4 record on the road. Another East team that is making a big move yesterday, seeing how the Maple Leafs went out and acquired Luke Shen from the Vancouver Canucks for just a simple third-round selection in this upcoming year's draft. Shen returns to Toronto, where he began his career after being the 5th overall pick in the 2008 NHL draft. He spent 4 seasons in Toronto and is getting to wear that Maple Leaf sweater once again. The Leafs are on a 3-game win streak after crushing the Seattle Kraken 5-1 on Sunday. Seattle started the scoring, but Toronto ended it, scoring 5 unanswered goals, including 3 in the first, with Austin Matthews adding 2 of his own, 1 in the second, and 1 in the third, to secure the victory for the Leafs over the Kraken. The Maple Leafs are 6-1 in their last 7 versus the Pacific Division, and the Maple Leafs are 5-1 in their last 6 overall, while also going 5-1 in their last 6 versus the Western Conference. Edmonton, meanwhile, is 32-21-8, 33-28 against the puck line, 37 overs, 19 unders, and a 14-12-5 record at home. The Oilers lost a tough one to the Bruins on Monday night, 3-2. It doesn't matter if it's the worst team in the league or the best team in the league, seeing how Connor McDavid was able to score twice against the Bruins, but it just wasn't enough. Stuart Skinner looked awful, giving up a terrible goal to Nick Foligno and a crazy goal that gave Boston the eventual victory when Pavel Zacha made this diving effort, tapped the puck, and it looked like it went off Skinner's stick and just rode up the stick right into the top shelf of the goal. This is Edmonton's second loss in a row, and they've had a tough 10-game stretch going just 3-7, with the over being 7-3 during that same span. Edmonton is currently in third place for the Pacific Division with 72 points, but honestly, it's still anyone's seeding out in the Western Conference, with most teams having between 21 and 24 games remaining, and basically the entire Western playoff situation all being within 6 or 7 points of each other. The over is 7-1 in the Oilers' last 8 versus the Atlantic, and the over is 5-1 in the Oilers' last 6 Wednesday games. Now, to me, this is going to be an intriguing matchup that is something that, honestly, I want to be paying attention to. Smart money tells me that Toronto is going to win this game, but I'm kind of thinking of leaning towards the Oilers in this one. They had a heartbreaker to Boston. They played well against the top team. And in my opinion, I can see this going one of two ways. One, Edmonton is going to sit there and say, look at what we did against Boston. We can play against the best. Here comes one of the top teams in the Atlanta, in the East, and we can play, sure as hell, play against them too. Or they're going to be so hung up on that 3-2 loss to Boston that they're just going to get absolutely annihilated. Either way, give me Edmonton's money line. Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Arizona Coyotes versus the Dallas Stars. The money line has Dallas as the heavy favorite in this one at minus 375 and Arizona at plus 285. The over-under is set at 6. In the puck line, I'm choosing to go with plus 1.5 for Arizona because it's sitting at plus 130. Arizona comes into this game 21-30-9, 32-28 against the puck line, 29 overs, 30 unders, and a 7-20-7 record on the road. They snapped a 2-game losing streak after beating the Chicago Blackhawks 4-1 last night. Arizona got the scoring started midway through the first with Travis Boyd doing it all by himself. After two, it was 3-0, and after adding a goal 8 minutes and 39 seconds into the third period, Chicago finally got on the board with only 1.5 minutes to go to the game, giving Arizona the final 4-1 victory. Arizona is the fourth worst in the West with 51 points, and with the trade deadline this Friday, they still have yet to find a trade partner for their stud defenseman, Jacob Chychrun. The over is 5-0-1 in the Coyotes' last 6 versus the Western Conference. The over is also 3-0-1 in the Coyotes' last 4 versus the Central, as well as the over going 3-0-1 in the Coyotes' last 4 road games. Oh, but let's not forget the under, because the under is 4-1 in the Coyotes' last 5 games, playing on no day's rest. Dallas, meanwhile, is 31-16-13, 33-27 against the puck line, with 20 overs, 36 unders, and a 15-8-8 record at home. Dallas lost to the Canucks in overtime on Monday, making it now 6 losses out of their last 7 games. Dallas was down 3-1 by the end of one, but were able to fight their way to a 4-4 tie early in the third. Unfortunately, all hopes for Dallas went right out the window just 48 seconds into overtime when the rookie Andrei Kuzmenko added his 28th of the year off just a simple tip-in right in front of the net. Even with Dallas' rough 7-game stretch, they still remain the top team in the Central Division and are the second-best team in the Western Conference. The Stars are 0-5 in the last 5 games, while the under is 5-1 in the Stars' last 6, playing on one day's rest. And the under is 5-1 in the Stars' last 6 games versus the Central Division. I think this game is going to be tighter than what most people are thinking. Dallas is really struggling while the Coyotes are playing like you'd expect them to play, below average. Seeing how Dallas is 2-0 versus the Coyotes, this could be a great get-right game for the Stars. So you know what? I'm going to take Arizona's puck line at plus 1.5, sitting at plus 130. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barner with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Rangers and the Flyers, the Maple Leafs and the Oilers, as well as the Coyotes and the Stars.